20 minutes to 8 o'clock, and I mentioned to you earlier, well, it was mentioned on the news, that there was a big meeting in Ballito yesterday afternoon, and Penny Ifori, our investigative journalist, was there to report on what went down. So welcome to you, Penny.
Yes, good morning. Good morning to everyone. Now, we're just going to unpack quickly. I want to just give a little bit of overview to our listeners who aren't aware of what's going on. Earth 837, that is the piece of the track of land in Ballito we are going to discuss, and it's directly behind Zen Drive, Jacqueline Drive, and Hillary Place, and immediately next to the small public park used daily by families, dog walkers, and children. Now, it's been classified as one of the last remaining green lungs in this part of Ballito. Over the past week, concept plans for small modular schools circulated widely online, creating the impression that a development had already been approved. Residents obviously felt blindsided and extremely concerned about what this would mean for the neighborhood, and this led to a packed, emotionally charged public meeting last night where residents raised serious questions about zoning, traffic, safety, environmental impact, and obviously the transparency behind this whole project. Now, I just want to say what caused the outcry. These concept drawings spread quickly on WhatsApp and social media, and they were shared without content and made the project look further along than it actually is. And neither residents nor Ward 22 councillor or the Ward 6 councillor had received any official notice. And obviously there was a fear of losing another green space and the sense of being excluded from decisions. Obviously that triggered a strong reaction. And that's where we are at. And I've explained where the land is located. And the homes that wrap around the site are on all sides, and it functions as one of the last open green buffers in a very densely built-up part of Ballito. And who the developers are, the concept drawing comes from the NPO, Soul Action, Game Changers. They previously operated at Burndale. Their school was there, but they had to relocate due to the proximity to a liquor restriction area, and in 2023 they asked DOCRA and the ward councillor for help to find a legally compliant permanent site, and the councillor actually connected them with the KZN Department of Public Works, which owns that piece of land, and they're currently situated at Sugar Rush Park, but those are limits there as well because of the liquor license venues. And what the plans actually showed that circulated, they actually are not approved plans. They're simply early concept sketches. And right now, what the ward council explained, there's no legal standing. Nothing can be built based on these sketches. And she actually read out a notice, correspondence from the municipality, which confirmed in writing that there's no development application that has been submitted. Only a zoning certificate was issued. And this does not give them any building rights as yet. And there was no public participation because that piece of land is owned by the Public Works Department, and it was zoned almost 50 years ago as a school educational site. So that is where we are right now. There doesn't have to be a public participation because it is zoned for a school. Mm. And that's where the emotions ran high yesterday.
It's interesting to see that there is still, well, in many instances, it's encouraging to see that there is a spirit of community in Ballito. People do respond, and particularly where their interests are at stake, and a lot of homeowners that were there clearly felt that having any kind of development on that site wouldn't be an appropriate or attractive in any way, shape, and form. It was mentioned that the site is regularly cleared by
the community.
Well, not really the community. The government has a responsibility to maintain that site, and apparently four times a year they sweep through with their bush cutters and strimmers and whackers, and they do what they do so well, you know, denude the area.
Yeah. Well, they said it was the Public Works Department. They cleared it.
There we go. So but you know, despite that, it is a haven of wildlife. It is the last sanctuary of many of those creatures that have been displaced by massive development, and the development continues. So you have a large population, according to Lindy Elms from Wildlife Rescue. There is a large and concerning population of bush babies in that forest.
Yes,
there clearly there are many other small creatures, and not so small. There's a quite a large population of red duiker. Who knew? And apparently they are there. And they need to be relocated if anything is going to happen. And who's going to relocate them? They suffer from stress and white muscle disease if they're not handled with incredible sensitivity. And it costs a lot of money to relocate. No one has really thought about that. There are also species there that are quite, well, shall we say, threatened. Things like the striped polecat apparently is very, very rare, found there. And various other things. I'm not an expert, but certainly it would appear that it would be better to have the area rezoned as a green, one of the last remaining green belts in Balito. It should stay like that because, as someone pointed out, you know, when this was zoned 50 years ago, it was out in the sticks. There was
semi-rural.
Nothing around.
You know, one of the major red flags that they spoke about was there's only two access points, Zen Drive and Jacqueline Drive. So both are very narrow residential roads, and there's no space for widening, slip lanes, or embayments. So there's going to be heavy pedestrian use, and with 240 children, that's what they've proposed. And the traffic that's going in and out, obviously you're going to have cars, drop-off queues, and there's the cul-de-sac blockages, the tail backs on Zen Drive, and this is going to cause a major congestion issue in that area. So that's where they are. And I just want to say the spheres of government that fit into this, the Public Works Department, they own the land, and they manage the provincial properties. The Education Department, they actually source out if a school is needed in the area and ensure that there's compliance and safety and proximity to liquor law. So they basically determine if there's a need. Public Works then comes in, buys the land, and the municipality decides how the school's built. So the municipality is only going to step in through planning, traffic, engineering, stormwater, environment, and building plans. So all of these spheres of government must align before anything can proceed. And right now, the developer, as Privy McCann said, has to submit a site development plan. And that triggers the traffic, environmental, and engineering assessments. And then, obviously, hopefully, the residents expect full transparency and meaningful engagement. And the councillor did commit to communication, communicating further updates.
Yeah, I think it was a very necessary meeting, and it allayed fears because initially in the flurry of communication on social media, it was outlined that they were expecting to begin
breaking ground, he said. Hey?
Yes, in
December. Yeah, in the next couple of weeks. And
that was the big concern because, you know, once things start, it's very difficult to stop the bus. So the idea is to get in beforehand if there is any objection. And now voices have been heard. I felt quite sad for the developers because I think they'd come to with great excitement explain how they were going to improve the education
and the concept was great. I mean,
well, you know, I think they're good people. I think they are, and I think that they've got a good idea in terms of their style of education. I do think that they possibly would be better served by continuing the search for a more suitable piece of ground, and then they will have, I think, full support of the community.
Absolutely.
So we
and
hope
there is
for
a need. You know, there is a need at the moment for a schooling, but I think the biggest need is a Model C school. I know this wasn't touted as it was a junior senior. He said it was accommodated up to grade 7, and it wasn't a Model C. It was more like a special needs possible, you know, that sort of school. So I think the area right now is there is a critical need for a Model C school.
A big need for a high school, actually.
Yeah.
There's been quite a few primary school options.
A flow over. And, you know, my take from just – I just think, you know, Balito has densified at such a rapid pace. And my concern is our infrastructure. Are we able to keep up with this growth that's happening right now? Long term as well, because, you know, the vision from the politicians need to be about protecting our green spaces, and long term vision, obviously they have to look at that rather than their political convenience. So my takeaway is that the town needs strong organized ratepayer association, which we do have, to stay on board, and we have to insist on a balanced development with proper infrastructure and planning. And the responsible use, obviously, of land, public land.
So there it is, a good wrap-up, and the story continues. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on this and bringing you updates as and when they occur. Thank you, Penny.
Yeah.
And the morning show continues.